Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, What Can Worry Accomplish? Prayer changes things, but worry accomplishes nothing positive. Worry might ruin your health, but it is never constructive. Jesus said in Matthew 6:27, Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? The language here is a little bit ambiguous because of the word cubit and the word stature. However, stature can also be used in reference to lifespan as seen in John 9:21. A cubit is 18 inches in length. It seems a little absurd to even think about, let alone worry about adding 18 inches to your height, unless, of course, you're 12 years old. Most commentators think the flow of thought related to quality of life here relates better to lifespan. D.A. Carson says, most likely the linear measure is being used in a metaphorical sense. Add one cubit to his span of life, akin to passing a milestone at one's birthday. End of quote. Worry never changes anything for the better. It can improve your circumstances or add time to your life, but it might make it shorter. Charles Mayo of the famous Mayo Clinic said, worry affects the circulation, the heart, the glands, the whole nervous system. I've never met a man or known a man to die of overwork, but I've known a lot who died of worry. End of quote. Someone has said, worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but gets you nowhere, certainly nowhere positive. Job 14:5 says, Since his days are determined, the number of his months is with you. You have appointed his limits so that he cannot pass. Psalm 139, verse 16, Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they were written, The days fashioned for me, when as yet there was none of them. God is in charge of our days. Worry will not add to what God has ordained. As David said, My times are in your hand, Psalm 31:15. Worry won't change the quality of our life, and it certainly won't add to the quantity. Rest in God. He's in charge of the days of our lives. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.